You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benashour. We are still waiting for the Supreme Court to rule on the Biden administration's plan to cancel student debt. But in the meantime, yesterday, the president vetoed a bill that would have canceled that plan. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the details.
The Biden proposal would forgive as much as $20,000 in student loans from the federal government, but only for borrowers who make less than $125,000 a year. The administration says no one in the top 5% income bracket would qualify for loan forgiveness. Nonetheless, Republicans and some moderate Democrats said it was unfair to people who didn't go to college. They voted for legislation that would have canceled the debt forgiveness plan. In his veto message, though, President Biden said that legislation would deny critical relief for working families. Meanwhile, a pause on student loan payments during the pandemic is set to end late this summer. That was one of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's demands during the negotiations to raise the debt limit. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.